Amen. With the Lord to help us, I preach to you what's on my heart.
Yes.
Amen. John chapter number 14. Praise God. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go and would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord will help us for just a few moments. I'd like to preach on what will it be like in heaven. Amen. What will it be like in heaven? Hallelujah.
Right.
Sometimes I wish the Bible told us just a little bit more of our eternal home.
Yeah.
I read preached to you a few Sundays ago about the coming of the Lord, and the Bible mentions and tells us way more about his coming than it does anything else. Amen. He talks to us and tells us a little bit about heaven, but he only gives us slight glimpses of what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Gives us just the briefest of glimpses of that magnificent city called heaven. Amen. Praise God. And why do we serve the Lord? Amen. Is it for mansions? Verse number 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. Do we serve him for, amen, the prize of one day getting to heaven and getting to relax and, like some people think, just float around on clouds in heaven? Amen. Is that why we serve him? Well, amen. I beg to differ here tonight. Praise God. Amen. But I must think that over there it's going to be more than just mansions. Hallelujah. And that will be wonderful. Amen. It's going to be more than just streets of gold. Hallelujah. That will be wonderful. Amen. But I tell you the reason why we serve him is because of Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Jesus is going to be there. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell me, praise God. Amen. About that place. I don't know about you. I've already mentioned a little bit about Michelle and I, but I'm so glad 19 years ago when I asked her to marry me, and we said, I do. Praise God. I'm so glad she didn't ask me, what kind of a home do you have prepared for me? I'm glad for that. Hallelujah. Because I didn't have a house. Amen. And, I'm glad she didn't care what kind of automobile I drove or how much money I had saved up or what kind of nice clothes that I wore. Amen. But as far as I know, amen, she married me, praise God, because she loved me. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, if a lady asks what kind of a, you maybe ask her to marry you and she asks what kind of a place you've got. Amen. What kind of a nice home you got? What kind of nice car you drive? It would take a very smart person to realize, great God, you proposed to a gold digger. Hallelujah. Amen. You proposed to somebody that's after, amen, something. Amen. Instead of someone. Hallelujah. But I don't know much about heaven. I know the Bible said eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man what God has in store. But I know this one thing. Jesus will be there. Hallelujah. Our motivation in serving Jesus, praise God, is not just to go to heaven. And I want to go. Amen. I want to make that very clear. I want to go. Amen. But oh, every Christian waits expectantly for that trumpet sound. Hallelujah. Amen. The signal, hallelujah, of the coming of the Lord. Praise God. But I tell you what's going to be greater than just going. Amen. I tell you what's going to be greater than just going to heaven. We talk so much about going, going, going. Oh, I want to go to heaven. Amen. I'll tell you, church, what will be greater than that is being in the presence of a heavenly one that bled and died. As this brother back here, it touched my heart. I've never been on drugs, brother, but I know this. I can feel the depths that he's been in. Why he stood up here, why he sit back there and raised his hand. And he said, I heard him say this, I thank you, Lord, that you set me free. Let me tell you something, church. Heaven's going to be a place that we're set free. Hey, God in heaven, what's it going to be like? I tell you what it's going to be.
going to be like. Jesus is going to be there. Help me no more headaches. Help me no more heartaches. Hey God, Brother Scotty Marshall been coming on Sunday morning battling that cancer. I tell you what heaven's going to be like. There'll be no more cancer. Hallelujah. There'll be no more chest pains. Help me no more coronavirus. Help me no more heartaches. That's what heaven's going to be. I'm not serving him for a mansion. I believe that's part of it. I'm not serving him for streets of gold. I believe that's part of it. I tell you, I'm serving him. I want to live eternity in the presence of the living God. I enjoyed that today. Several of us went. We hadn't really did that in a long time with this coronavirus. Several of us went and sat down and ate and just talked in the fellowship of one another and had a good time. Brother Chuck told me he drove up there to Paintsville and sat and talked with Jamie Neese 4 hours. And he said, oh, I had a good time. Thank God for the fellowship of our brothers and sisters. I tell you, Brother Chuck, we're going to sit down one day. It's going to be more than 4 hours. It'll probably be 4 days. And day after day after day, we'll sit down. Thank God in the presence of the one that bled and died for me and that washed all of my sins away and that freed me from sin and sorrow. I come to tell the church, I believe that is what heaven's going to be like. Amen. I believe Jesus enough is sufficient reason to be a Christian. Hallelujah. Not houses, not land. Amen. Not streets of gold, not mansions. No other motivation is necessary, I believe, for a true child of God than Jesus alone. Hallelujah. But in his great plan of redemption, he has included a place for us. And he said, if I go and prepare a place, I will come again and receive you unto myself. I don't have time. I've rushed across this several times. There's so much to preach. I need to focus on it one night about the Jewish wedding. Hallelujah. I've got a whole book, Zola Levitt, a true Jewish rabbi or something of that. He explains that Jewish wedding. It's a beautiful thing. Hey God, Jesus here signifying, amen, the Jewish wedding. Hallelujah. You know what a Jew did when he proposed to that lady? And he said, will you marry me? She said, yes, I do. He immediately left and he went to prepare a place for their marriage. Hallelujah. And that brings in Matthew 25, the five wise and five foolish virgins. Remember that? Thank God the five wise had oil in their lamp, but the five foolish ran out of oil. And you know what they had to do? They had to keep the light burning. But great God, because at any given time, most of the time in the middle of the night, great God, that groom would come riding back, hey, in the middle of the night and say, get ready, we're going off. Thank God for the wedding marriage. Hey, I come to tell us, church, and that's what the Bible said. Jesus is coming like a thief in the night. Amen. I want to have my light burning, don't you? I want to have oil in the lamp and be ready for when it comes. When's it coming, Brother Jason? I don't know. No man knows the day nor the hour, but I know this. He's coming back very soon, and I want to be ready. And when it comes to gather up his church, great God, he's going to carry us away to a place called heaven. Thank God, it's going to be a wonderful place. Why? Because Jesus is going to be there. I said Jesus is going to be there.
What makes a home? Pray for me, amen. What makes a home? Hallelujah. Woo! Nice. I'm talking about a natural home. What makes it? Big, nice, fancy shingles or tin on a roof? No. Granite countertops? No. Ceramic tile? No. Thank God, the nicest of the nicest? No. And I thank God for 45, 55, a little 100 by 100 lot that I have down on the west end of town. Thank God, I thank God for that. But hey, amen, I'm not
diminishing what the Lord has blessed me with. I tell you what, Brother Tommy, if something happened, life dish me a sour hand and I lose everything I got, as long as I got my wife and my five kids, I can live back in a cabin somewhere in the woods. Hey God, I tell you what makes a home my family and those that I love. As long as I've got them, I've got a home, I've got a family. I come to this church, don't get your eyes set on things. That's not what's going to make heaven. It's going to be a wonderful part of it. I tell you what makes heaven a great cloud of witnesses over there. I said it's going to be Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Hallelujah. It's going to be Moses. Thank God, and the 12 disciples, Peter, James, and John. I come to tell us it's going to be a wonderful place.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Bible never really gives us a thorough description of heaven. It does tell us enough to know that it's going to be magnificent. It's going to be transcending anything that our mortal eyes have ever beheld. Hallelujah. The book of Revelation gives us details a little bit about John the Revelator's vision that he had. And he said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death.
No more.
Woo! There shall be no more, amen, sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. No more tears. Aren't you glad that all grief will vanish and it will no longer exist? The hurts, the partings, the sorrow are sometime engulfs this planet. Great God, but amen, I'd like to tell you it's all going to be removed one of these days. There will be no tears because there will be nothing to make us cry in heaven. Hallelujah. I know we've all got loved ones that we think about from time to time, just out of the blue. You don't realize old saying is how much something means to you till it's gone. Amen. I know with all my heart that everyone in this house would just like to have another word with the loved one. Amen. We've all got a loved one that we'd like to just say hello to one more time. Hallelujah. I didn't realize how important it was to me them summers. My grandparents moved to Monroe County. And we finished raising up there in Mingo County, back home in Gilbert. I'd go spend 2 or 3 weeks, Brother Anthony, with my grandpa up there in Monroe County. He was a man of very few words. He taught me a lot of things, but he never really said a lot. Hey, I don't know why, but from time to time, hey God, something hits me. And I think to myself, as he used to sit out there on that porch, had his little chair out there, he'd sit there and watch the sun go down. He loved being outside, and sometimes something hits me, and I think, oh God, I'd like to just talk to Papa Painter again. Hey, let me tell you something, church. It's going to come true over there when we get to sit down and see our loved ones again. There'll be no more tears. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more suffering. It's going to be a wonderful place. I said it's going to be a magnificent place. There'll be no more death. Woo! No more lines standing by the graveside. And I have read this text at many gravesides. Hey, God. There'll be no more open caskets. There'll be no more funeral processions. Slowly driving, amen, to that cemetery. Hallelujah. There'll be no more Christian undertakers. Why? Because there'll be no more death. It'll be a part, hey God, amen, of heaven, because all of death is done away with. With the exception of Elijah and Enoch, I believe every man has tasted a bit of death down to this point. Hey God, every man, woman, boy, and girl that left this life had to enter into the jaws of death, into that land of never knowing, because we've never been there before. Hey God, I don't know, Brother Anthony, are you saying you're above dying? No, I'm not above dying. I'm just looking for the coming of the Lord. Hey God, I know this, if he doesn't come back, I'll have to go through the jaws of death. That's what everybody
everybody fears. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Why? Because we've never been there. It's the unexpected. We don't know what death is like. But great God, there's a land that will never die again. I said there's a land. We'll sit down by the river of life, by the tree of life, and we'll never fear the unknown again. I said it'll be a land of life and never die again.
Hallelujah.
The old Grim Reaper will never come again. Hey, God, not to be graphic, I'll never forget. Amen. They always told me when I first became a nurse. Amen. I made it for several years and never lost a patient. Nurses do all kinds of crazy things. They tie knots in the end of the sheet. There's all kinds of old folklore remedies that they try to keep patients alive on their shift. It's just kind of one of them things. No nurse wants nobody to die on their shift. Hey God, I'll never forget. I won't call his first name. I'll never forget his name. But his last name was Webb. Amen. W-E-B-B. Amen. Hey God, he was an old man. He was actually doing pretty good. He wasn't expected to die. Hey, and he said he had to get up and go to the bathroom. Hey God, we helped him to the bathroom, helped him get cleaned up, changed his bed. And there he was in the bathroom. And I'm pretty sure it was Sally. Amen. With me that day. Hey God. And we heard a thump in that bathroom. I mean a loud thump. He went out and fell and hit that wall. Passed out. Praise God. Hey, we went in there and me and another guy hurt his back. Far as I know, had to have back surgery because we picked that guy up out of the floor and carried him to the bed. Here I was shaking him. What's your name, sir? What's your name? Are you still with us? Hey God. He woke up for just a minute and told me his name. I said, are you all right? And he couldn't answer. And there he laid while he was doing CPR and out in the bed. Hey, it was the unknown. He had never been there before. I come to tell us, church, we're coming to a land where we'll never die again. Hey, there'll never be no more sorrow. There'll never be no more tears. Hey, I don't know about you. I can't wait to get to that land. I said, I can't wait to make it to that land. Thank God in heaven of Beulah, where there's no more sorrow, no more pain, and no more tears. Raise your hand and praise the Lord. Oh, God. Woo! Gotta go on here. He said there'll be no more sorrow, no more pain. Nothing will be allowed in heaven to mar your life. Woo! But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters, the liars, they shall have their part in the lake of fire. Hey God, but Jesus said, I go away to prepare a place for you. I'm glad Jesus phrased it like that. He's not just going to prepare a place, but the Bible said he's going to make a place for me. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey God, you're going to pray for me because I'm feeling better. Amen. Hey, he's going, Brother Tom, to make a place for Tom Perry. I don't know about you. I've been places before where I didn't feel welcome. You ever walked in a room, hey God, and you looked at the ground, you was embarrassed, you just didn't feel like you were at home. But Jesus said, I'm going to make a home for you. I said, we'll be comfortable, we'll be wanted, we'll be in the right place for eternity. It'll be wonderful when we get there. I come to tell us, church, heaven will be wonderful.
Woo! Heaven will not only be a place, it's going to be a perfect place.
Hey God, whatever God creates is perfect. It was Satan who disrupted the very plan of God,
right,
and caused don't see him to enter into this world. Great God, but I've got another, amen, thing to tell you here tonight. In heaven, there'll be no more Satan. Hey, I said there'll be no more devil. For the devil's bound and cast into the bottomless pit, never to pester the saints again. That's enough to be heaven right there. We can't fathom that, because ever since we were born, we faced the devil. Ever since, great God, we're 1, 2 years old, a kid will tell a lie to stay out of trouble. Hey, you know why? Because we're facing the devil from the day we entered into this world. But in heaven, there'll be no more devil. I said there'll be no more devil. And what a place heaven will be with no devil.
Free, yes. Every day will be unmarred. Every day will be untainted.
Right.
Woo! I looked on my thing. I never come across this. Maybe some of you have. I Googled it there earlier. I said, how many babies have been aborted this year? I didn't say the United States, and a counter come up. A world global counter come up. Almost 29 million babies have been aborted worldwide as of today. It had a counter on there. Yeah, I don't know how that works, who developed it. I'm sure it's pretty accurate. 29 million babies, amen, killed up to this point this year. Not U.S.-wide, worldwide. Hey, God. Woo! Amen. We live in a world of sin, church.
Yeah.
Amen. We live in a world. Hey, God, can I say it? I said in heaven, there'll be no more politics. Hey, God. There'll be no more Democrats. There'll be no more Republicans. But in heaven, it'll be a place of Christians. Amen. Untainted from sin and the sorrows of the world. It'll be a wonderful place. Everything about this world is temporary. Amen. Scientists, I read this in several places. I come across again today while I was looking at this. I forget how many billions of tons of soil are eroded every year, they claim. Look at the river, how muddy it is. You know why? Go down there to the hills where I'm from, half their mountains wash off. Every time it rains, they take the mountains, take the coal out, log in mountains. Millions and millions of tons of soil get eroded every year. Hallelujah. I don't know if I go so far to believe some of this that these scientists say, but the scientists say that one day where the seas are, the mountains will be, and where the mountains are, the seas will be, if time stands long enough, because this earth is not permanent. Things change. Rain comes. Erosion happens. Hey, God. Amen. Things change. Well, I come to tell the church, heaven will be a place that will never change. Hey, God. Isn't that something to shout about? I said it'll never change. A tent or a cottage. Why should I care? They're building a palace for me over there. Though exiled from home, yet still I can sing. Oh, glory to God. I'm a child of the King. Hey, I come to tell us heaven's a place that'll never change.
We're going to be busy over there. Some people think we're just going to sit around, do nothing, be lazy. God never made a man to be lazy or a woman.
No.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Sister Barb used to say, God won't bless a lazy man.
Yeah.
Bob said, man won't work for his family, he's out of faith and worse than infidel.
Yeah.
Woo!
Right.
Is that all right? Let me tell you something. If you're lazy, heaven won't be the place for you. Somebody said, well, in the Garden of Paradise, it was everything. And God told Adam and Eve to tend the garden. Anybody ever took care of a garden? That's Charlie. It's a hard job.
Yeah.
I always start the year off healthy, but I get busy. Woo! It's a hard job, amen. Sure. We used to dig them roasts with them potatoes, and we must have done something wrong. We got some potatoes, but it never was real good. Great God, I finally said, it's easy to go pay $5 to get 10 pounds. Keep the garden's hard work. Even in paradise, they worked. They kept the garden. Amen. What are we going to do in heaven? There's a lot of things we're going to do in heaven. But one thing.
thing in particular that we're going to do in heaven. Hey, two nights in a row, Thursday night, get the tape. I preached on worship. You know what we're going to do in heaven? Hey, God, I know there'll not be no night, but Jesus Christ is the light of that city. There'll not be no sun, S-U-N, because the Son of God, S-O-N, is going to light that place, and it'll never go out. I know there's no night there, but great God, church, we'll worship Him day after day. We'll worship Him forever in heaven. Glory to God and honor and peace to the one that redeemed us by the blood of the Lamb, the one that bled and died and gave His life for us.
Yeah.
Lord, help me.
Thank you, Lord.
Our activities will be wild and buried. Amen. Revelation 19. We got it marked. I want to read you a few places. I don't want to bore you with a lot of reading. You can read Revelation 19 later. Most of this chapter deals with it. Amen. After these things, I heard a great voice. Much people in heaven. Heaven's going to have a crowd.
Yes.
Woo! All right. Saying hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God, for true and righteous are His judgments. For He hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, hath avenged the blood of His servants at her hand. And again they said, hallelujah. What are they doing? They're worshiping. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 4 and the 20 elders, amen, the 4 and 20 beasts fell down and worshiped God. Amen. That sat on the throne saying, amen, hallelujah. Yeah. And the voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye His servants, and ye that fear Him, both small and great. And I heard as it were a voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thunder saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Yeah. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and His wife hath made herself ready. We're going to be worshiping and singing and giving glory to the Father in that place called heaven.
Yes.
I got to move on. There's so much good stuff.
Glory, glory.
Woo! Their voices sound like a Niagara. I don't know. I don't know if I talked to Niagara. Anybody else been to Niagara Falls? Sister Claire, it's a wonderful place.
Yes, it is.
I never forget. We was excited. Matter of fact, I remember sitting. I had a computer in my very first apartment course for college. I was in nursing school. Me and Michelle had been married no time. We were sitting over in the Westmoreland Estates. We lived in an apartment over there. I pulled that pictures up Niagara Falls on their computer. I told Michelle, I said, I want to see this.
Yes.
I was about 20 years old. I don't know what intrigued me, got over me. And I want to see Niagara.
Yes.
Woo! We drove, Charlie and Kathy went with us, I think, first time. Me and Charlie, Kathy, and Michelle loaded up and drove to New York. Hey, God, country boy. Grew up in the city, no red lights, going to New York. Woo! Man, we drove all the way up there. I never forget this. I was just so excited. We tried to find that place. We didn't go to no motel first. I wanted to go see the falls. It was a couple hours before dark. Signs there were Niagara Falls this way, this way, this way, this way. You know how it is.
Yep.
Finally, it said Niagara Falls Visitor Center. Then I said, pull over here. We pull over there. Amen. I got out of that car. I went running over. I was going to go in that door and ask them where in the world the falls was. I wanted to see the falls. I'll never forget this. I heard a sound I never heard before.
Yeah.
It's an old wood building over here. You got all kinds of rails over here.
Yeah.
And I heard a sound.
Praise God.
Woo!
Praise God.
I thought, my, what is that sound? It got a hold of me more so than wanting to go in there and ask them where the falls was. I thought, what is that? That's a roar I'd never heard.
Yep.
Hey, God. I walked over, I'm glad it happened, I guess. I walked over to them rails and looked over there, and it took my breath. when I seen millions of gallons of water falling, never having, what, 100 some plus feet, falling over them gigantic falls. It took my breath. It was literally breathtaking. Hey, I come tell you, church, in heaven there's a roar never heard to mortal ears before. It's the sound of many waters. Amen. It's the sound of that great heavenly host worshiping and praising his holy name in heaven. Yeah. Woo! Great God. It's one of the reasons why we love to worship and praise him right now. I know this guy back here, and I don't know him from Adam. But you know what unites a Christian? A desire to praise and worship God.
That's right.
If you love God, you'll worship him.
That's right.
If you love God, you'll praise him. That's why I say so many times that people think I'm being harsh. I'm not being harsh, but I cannot relate. Amen. Even in the coronavirus. Amen. If people not wanting to go to church. It breaks my heart. It really does. I can tell you lots of churches that don't even have the doors open. Great God. I'm not really putting people down and all sorts of that. Great God, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to church till I get it. Hallelujah. I hope I don't get it. I hope you don't get it. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to church. Hallelujah. Because there's something down in me that burns and that yearns to get to God's house. Hallelujah. Hey, I said I want to be in his house. I want to feel his presence. It unites the Christian, and we want to worship him. Do you realize that the book of Revelation contains more songs than any other book in the Bible besides the book of Psalms? There are at least 14 grand songs in Revelation. Some of them are sung by the angels, but most of them are sung by the saints that have been gathered home.
Praise God.
Revelation 7, salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb. Salvation to the throne of God.
Yes.
Amen. Revelation chapter 5, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all the nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Hey, I come to tell you, somebody help me on this pen. I'm dead. I come to tell you we're going to worship him.
Yes.
Now, can you imagine? Listen with me. Hey, I love good worship services. I love getting in good camp meetings. Brother Ralph Horton used to love it more than anything. A matter of fact, up in the back of the tabernacle now, they got that scripture there in Psalms. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Amen. Brother Ralph Horton loved that more than anything. Get 1,000 or so packed in that Richlands Tabernacle for camp meeting every year that I ever remember going. Amen. In multiple services, Brother Ralph Horton would get up there and go to quote that verse time after time until about 1,000 people packed in that camp meeting had their hands clapped, had tears running down their eyes, and they were worshiping his holy name. And now they got that scripture wrote across the back of the church. Great God, I come to tell us, can you imagine a time, hey, when there's a number that no man can number, and Brother Tommy, we're going to gather around the throne, and we're going to praise, and we're going to clap, and we're going to sing. It's going to be a beautiful time. Woo!
It's
going to be wonderful, Brother Daniel. I want to go.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Yes, Lord.
Woo.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to serve the Lord. And we're going to do his will.
He's faithful over a few things. He said, I'll make him ruler over many.
We're going to do the Lord's work in heaven.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. It ain't just some dream, some lackadaisical place we're going to float around like an angel.
No.
That's right.
He that's faithful over a few things. He said, I'm going to make him ruler over many. We're going to be rulers, heirs, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Church, this is serious business.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Hey, God.
Oh, we're going to reign and we're going to worship the new one that God has created. Hey, God, just for the redeemed, we're going to sing that new song that only the redeemed can sing. Stand with me in this house. We will have unlimited potential up there, and the fellowship will be fabulous. We will continue to learn. Hey, God, Paul wrote that now we see through a glass darkly. Hey, God, but then face to face. What does that mean? I tell you what it means. Our minds, fellas, down here. Have you ever read? Have you ever read the Bible? Have you ever known the scripture? And it fails us because our minds are weak. Our minds are finite. Hey, God, I forget, I read somewhere that said that if a human, if we as humans had the ability to use the full capacity of our brains, we would be as smart as computers. We only use a percentage of our brain. That's all we're able to tap into and use. Hey, I come to tell you, in heaven, hey God, we're not going to have sin to taint our minds. We're not going to have age to wear us down. But we're going to be like God. Hey, I said our minds are going to be pure and holy. It's going to be a wonderful place.
Yes. You don't want to miss it.
Come on. Right.
You don't want to miss it. God, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, I will receive you into myself. Hey, God, that where I am, there you may be also. I want to be with him, don't you?
Yes.
Hey, God, I hope that excites somebody. Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go? Are you ready to make it? What if it comes riding on the cloud right now? Are you ready? Come on, come on, let's find us a place. And say, oh, God, I want to start getting ready right now to worship you for eternity. You're worthy of all honor, worthy of all praise. You're worthy, Lord, of all things.
Yes, yes.
Come on, while they sing and play up here, let's gather around these altars. Hey, God, what will heaven be like? Oh, I tell you, it's going to be wonderful. Woo! I said it's going to be wonderful up there.
Come on, come on.